On Press Start to Continue, we've had a lot of really cool guests to talk about, like, their music and everything, just hang out. But I've never had a returning guest, and returning today is formerly known as Maverick Duronin. This is Nightwing. Thank you so much for being on.
I'm so happy to be back. It's always fun.
It's the honor of being the first returning guest. So the last interview we had, that you can find that on starttocontinue.com. Just click interviews at the top, and all my interviews are listed there, full and uncut. So, and the last time we had a really interesting talk about your history and like where you came up, and during that time there was that whole like PewDiePie thing, like dropping the N-word on his stream, so we got to talk about that, which was really cool.
And Unheard Nerd stuff.
And the Unheard Nerd stuff, which if you go to the interview, there's a link to the specific show, and it has all like links into I almost called you Mav.
Everyone has that problem too. Trust me, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I wanted to get to. You had a name change.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a name change. All right, guys, I'm gonna level with you. This is the second. I wasn't gonna say anything, but this is hilarious. So I'm trying to act like this is the first time we're talking about this, but we had like a 5-minute conversation and I forgot to hit record. So if I just randomly start cracking up, then that's why. All right. So yeah, I'm going to leave all that. I might cut that. No, I'm going to leave all that.
Watch me finesse this.
All right.
Leave it. Watch me finesse this real quick.
What'd you say?
I'm going to finesse this real quick. Go ahead.
All right. So I might cut that last part out, but so yeah, so we've been talking about this, but I wanted to know, so let's talk about it again. You had a name change.
Mm-hmm.
You used to be Maverick Duronin, and now you're Nightwing.
Indeed.
And did I pronounce that correctly?
Absolutely.
All right.
You're first.
So why did that happen? I mean, it's really we're really comes through here, so it's like why'd you do that?
To explain.
Yeah, what's going on?
So long ago. All right, no, but to really explain, to explain a number of reasons, my favorite comic book character of all comic books and all nerd media, if you want to put that together with that, because it's pop culture as well, but it's the same thing. Nightwing is my favorite character. I liked him ever since I seen him in the Batman animated series when he became Nightwing in the new saga when they did the reanimation.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good episode.
And I definitely, like, solidified when he was in that one episode of Teen Titans. Mm. And it's just been growing ever since. For those who are listening and know me personally, which probably isn't happening, but it just happens that way. But my dad, you know, we reference him as Batman. So me, I took on the mantle as Nightwing, basically because I felt like I got to be first to be where I want to be in my life. My older brother, I'm the second born, but my older brother's there too. But to go where our temperaments are and how we act and deal with certain situations, he's Red Hood, yep. And I'm Nightwing. And he's happy with it. I'm happy with mine. I already got the tattoo of Nightwing years ago, so...
He's Red Hood. No, you said,
yeah, he's Red Hood.
So I mean, Red Hood. Does he like firearms a lot? Should we avoid?
Does he? He'll like you. he's like, it's fucking weird. It's so fucking weird to explain because no one really asks about him unless it's like personal people. Because then me and him don't really look alike. Mm-hmm. So people will be surprised at first. We're like, wait, you're related? I know him for years. Oh my God. They ain't noticed by the last name. But really, it's like he's protective of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I handle my situations. He's like, he hasn't been in a nerdcore type of situation where I'm at a show with a bunch of people. So I'm looking forward to doing that in general. just to see how he reacts to it, because he is like a nerd, just not as nerdy as me, but you know, he's like the genesis of why I like anime, so he can like dabble. But oh, cool. I think he can, it's not like he's gonna act stupid or something. It's just more in a situation.
He's not gonna like haul off and like beat someone up.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, like, you said Red Hood, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, whoa, really, really? It's like, you know, it depends. It depends. But it's like, if we want to use an example of why, of how he would act out, the situation that happened with Libra Complex and the Unheard Nerd thing and how certain people were responding to the comments and,
right,
I guess the disses that I got in some at one point, even though that's all been resolved. If he's seen that, he would have been in a different temperament than I was. I'm the one that I was like mad, but I was just like, yo, explain, you know, so I don't jump out the window.
Mm-hmm.
He's quicker to jump out the window in that type of situation. But to go back to the main question on the name change, that's one reason. The other reason is that it's simpler for people to find me and to look me up, aside from being Maverick the Ronin, because a lot of people that type in Maverick the Ronin, even though I tell them exactly how to spell it, you know, they'll put Maverick and then they'll put the with T-H-E and Ronin, and they'll find no one, and or they put in Ronin and it's one N when it's supposed to be two N's because I purposely misspelled it to make it easier for people to find me in the beginning, but the name's too long. And Maverick, and I'm definitely speaking in third person. I am still a Maverick. I'm always going to be Maverick to people that have met me as it. So I understand when people say Mav. It's just that moving forward, yes, Nightwing, whatever way you want to put it, that would be cool. But all in all, I get it where people have known me for 3 or 4 years in the music scene, and they call me Mav this whole time. Right. So it's cool. At least you're calling me by my alias and not my government. I don't mind people calling me by my but I feel like I have a coat of arms. Like, I feel better when people say, yo, that's Mav, or yo, that's Nightwing, da da da. It's dope, because that means it's like I've done something to make you call me that. That I switch your brain up to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it also, it's spelled differently. It's a NYTEXING. Yep.
Yes.
So why'd you choose to spell it like that?
Well, for two reasons. The first reason is to avoid copyright, because I don't want to get DC to be like, hey, you can't use that name because that is our name and it's copyright. If I spelled it different and no one else has it, boom, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Not only that, the other reason, which is kind of a more important reason to me, I'll personally show this person this interview when it comes out. I had a good friend of mine. He's an older gentleman. I can't exactly guess his age because he will say he's up in his 60s, but he looked like he's in his 30s. So his name's Huey. Huey used to work with me at my job that I work at. He moved on to better opportunities. But he's a big comic book fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, at one point when he found out I did music and he was really listening and looking and seeing what I was doing, he was always telling me that if I ever did change my name, I should become Nightwing, because he sees that aesthetic every single time that I do something with music, and I do it with the clothes, I have the tattoo, the wallet, the hat, all that. I match out with it. I got the swag. So, and then he told me the way to spell it, which was NYTEXING, because he's with the Air Force. So I think the way he explained it is that like, XYING still pronounces wing. In that context, I understand this. Yeah. So that's why, because some people tried being funny when I first put it out of Nightwing. It was like, oh, Nightzing? Oh, Night Crossing? And they were trying to be funny or they were just being serious. But people commented, it was like, yo, you can pronounce it with wing. That's okay. So, you know, all in all, also, it's easier to put on merchandise and cards. It'll be a lot easier for people to find me and type in.
It's shorter.
Because, you know, it's a lot shorter compared to Maverick the Ronin. It's a lot shorter to type in. Like, my Bandcamp, nightwing.bandcamp.com, is literally like the 2 seconds typed.
Yeah.
And that, then Maverick,
all these links that we're talking about, they're going to be on starttocontinue.com. Like I said, under interview or on this show, on the show notes on this show.
Word.
And one thing I wanted to get to before we move on, if you don't know who Nightwing is, like he said, it's Robin, Dick Grayson Robin, who decided to go off on his own to have his own name, and a great comic book run, and it might be on Comixology or definitely in your local comic store. If you have a comic store anywhere near you, go to that store. Definitely go to that store. Support, especially niche businesses like that. They need your
support
and your patronage. That's what I was looking for. But yeah. Look for a the Nightwing run. It's a solo book, and it's by Chuck Dixon. And I absolutely love that. It's where I really fell in love with Nightwing. It explains a lot of his backstory. And he gets rid of the disco outfit, which is really cool.
If I can get that as a jacket, man, what, I'm good.
Like with the big yellow, stripes up the chest, or something.
They can have it on a collar, and they could, like, the way a jacket could look in that design, they could make it look fresh. I'm telling
you. So the other thing is, you have a new project that just came out.
Yes, I dropped my sequel to my tape I dropped a few years ago called Side Missions.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Side Missions 2. Duh. But but I'm really happy to finally release that project, especially that one project, because Side Missions, in essence, if people that have been listening or just researching all the projects that I have, which is available on my Bandcamp, nightwing.bandcamp.com, or my SoundCloud, SoundCloud/Nightwing, is I have, like, I'm saying trilogies in essence of, like, certain projects, but I like having sequels. You know, like, most of my favorite artists have had multiple series of mixtapes and projects to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And so in each project that would go with that said series has a certain type of theme or feel, or at least content that I have. Well, so, like,
I wanted to interrupt so we can actually listen to a track off that, if that's okay.
That's all right.
So this one is called Twister. It's produced by Stan the Beatsmith, and it actually features Megaran. So, anything you want to say about this track before we start in?
Like, people have bucket lists in their life. This song is the epitome of my bucket list, because since I was 19 years old, and this is way before I was Maverick, before Nightwing, before anything, I've always just wanted to do a song or even meet Megaran. I've gotten that opportunity of meeting him the first MAGFest I went to in 2007, but now having him on a project, let alone a song, is really dope.
Yeah.
So this means it means a lot to me to even hear this song and just rock out. And I've spoken to him, because of course the way business goes, you get your verse and, you know, you do what you do. You know, Megaran is a very honest person. He's very, very kind. One of the kindest people I've met. So it's like when you get that message saying, yo, the song is really dope, you know, the project is looking really dope, and I've gotten a lot of appraisal within the last day alone of people listening to it. It makes me feel real good, you know?
All right, so we'll get into it. This is Twister by, I almost said it again, by Nightwing. This is Twister by Nightwing. It's featuring Megaran, and you're listening to Press Start to Continue. Yeah, we gonna hit you with this twister and twist you. Watch you fall down when we hit you. Yeah, we gonna hit you with this twister and twist you. Watch you fall down when we hit you. Yeah, hit him with a killer combo. Super moves to the face, you're going down, huh? Yeah, hit him with a killer combo. Super moves to the face, you're going down, huh? Yo, let me hit you with this combo. Shorty wanna do me cause she likes my ensemble. Yeah.
Fresh clothes, you know how it goes. Hit her with the tip, she falls down like dominoes. Yeah, why you trying to act macho? I hit him with the thunder god fist, that's how I pop foes. Yo, John Wayne up in a poncho. Samurai, you know you gonna die. Call me Hanzo, or Tori. Facing me, that's a different story. Two swords on my hand, yeah, it's getting gory. Yeah, bloodshed when I go to war. Gain some decor, going hard on these battle forts. Slash, you see me and all my battle scores. Trying to go for killing beasts with these sharp bars. Huh, sharp like adamantium. Logan could've cut it, so Maverick is now stepping in. Yeah, we gonna hit you with this twister and twist ya. Watch you fall down when we hit ya. Yeah, we gonna hit you with this twister and twist ya. Watch you fall down when we hit ya. Yeah, hit him with a killer combo. Super moves to the face, you going down, ho. Yeah, hit him with a killer combo. Super moves to the face, you going down, ho. Storm chaser, ignore haters. You give them a voice like Troy Baker. They be raging and they gon' praise you. No thank you, poor favor. Combo, monster, throat hands like E. Honda. One man, I beat Contra. No G-codes, no weak blows, it's all fierce. Up in the truth, though, they stab me in the back like Paul Pierce. But I've been coming off the bench all year. Van Gogh, I'm all ears. It's nothing, my lyrical sword art like Kitty Toe. Here we go with the twister, this elixir. Mystic scripture, mix it, get the picture and frame it for average opponents. Get blasted and broken by Maverick the Ronin. And rap is the omen. You lasted a moment, but clash with the Shogun. A slash to your colon, your casket is open. Oh man. Yeah, we gonna hit you with this twister and twist ya. Watch you fall down when we hit ya. Yeah, we gonna hit you with this twister and twist ya. Watch you fall down when we hit ya.
Running Game featuring Mega Ran by my guest Nightwing on Press Start to Continue, WXOJLP 103.3 FM. Thanks again for being on, and that was really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So one of the things that I'm asking everybody who's on the show this month, it's that we're recording at the end of February, which of course is Black History Month.
Hey.
And I know we got into it like a little bit in the last interview, but I wanted to ask you, like, just how do you like being in this industry or being in this genre, which historically it's been very, like, there's been a lot of white hip-hop artists and nerdcore artists, and getting into this and getting into this genre and getting into like performing and everything like that as a black nerdcore artist, like, how does that feel, or like, what are your experiences in being a black nerdcore artist, or just a black nerd, just in general?
Being so word, I'm down with this question. I love this one. All right, so I'll start with the black nerd first, and then I'll go into the music part of
okay.
it. Being a black nerd in my life, it has its own struggle. Now, it's like the best example I can give for it, and we might have some people that don't agree, but it's kind of like, on one side, you have the struggles of being an African-American person. That's stupid, African-American person. But being an African, yeah, I am. But saying it sounds so weird, African-American person. No, but being African-American, black in America.
Being black folk.
And yeah, yeah. You know, being that and having to worry about all the struggles that go through that. So, like, you know, possible racism, colorism, if you're from the hood, like I'm from Brooklyn, so watching your back in certain situations because you were born in an area where it's not exactly safe for you,
mm-hmm.
and then probably realizing that later on in life and kind of realizing that, damn, this is really bad, and you just thought it was normal life. And everything else that's on that side, police brutality, possibility, not passing the age of 17 or 21, and the stereotypes of having a baby mom, not having a job, you know, shit like that type of shit. There's that, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the struggles of being a nerd, which is gratifyingly changing now because pop culture and other nerdy things are starting to get popular, especially because of Black Panther. Not only Black Panther, but right now you're seeing a lot of it, at least in the urban culture, that's being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like on that side, being a nerd, because you're not fitting in with the cool thing, and you're being yourself, but ironically society tells you to be yourself and be different, but then makes fun of you right again, because there's a lot of people, despite how much they don't want to admit to, are sheep themselves because they just fell for the traps that
the
media or whatever decides to put you on. So it's kind of like I have both those struggles. I'm Black in America and I'm a nerd. So because I'm a nerd, in certain areas or just certain situations, I get looked at like, oh, he's a nerd, man. He ain't really. You talk white, or because I talk with like more intelligence than
you speak some so ghetto well. Folks.
Yeah. I get those type of statements. Oh, you like Dragon Ball Z? You rap about what? And then it's like, and then I have to come with the aggression, because I was raised with it,
right,
to stand my ground to anybody. So it's like, I blame my mom. So to do, I blame my mother. Well, my mom is like the strongest woman you'll probably ever meet. So in reality, it's like, when I have those situations, especially when it comes in hip hop, where they look at me and say, you're a what? A nerdcore what? You rap about what? And then it's like, all right, cool. Here's some bars. And then I hit them with the bars and they hear it. They hear the flow. They hear the aggression. They hear the energy. They see it when I perform it. And it changes some minds, some other minds. They just kind of like try to leave me on the wayside. And then my hustle and my grind kind of makes them go with it. So if someone really doesn't like me or the way that I go about things,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really come at anybody in a disrespectful manner, as far as I know.
No, of course not.
So, I can honestly say that they're probably hating, but I don't really care if they are. It's like I don't even use that statement. I use that statement in rap, because it's like I really don't do it. I feel like I don't do anything to really piss anybody off. I don't, if I say honest, I say honest things in my music. I say honest things in my statuses. I say honest things that I've gone through and I've seen and I've noticed. I can have a educated debate on why my thought process is my thought process. And at the end of the day, even if someone else doesn't agree, they can at least respect it, because I have the information behind me to do so.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to nerd culture, and this wasn't exactly, I didn't even know that would anything like that would happen. But let's say example of the unheard nerd situation and Libra complex situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am an influence of hip hop, of Wu-Tang Clan, Lupe Fiasco, Royce da 5'9", people like that. And I'm from the hood. I've used certain vernacular that would be seen not exactly cool with certain people in the nerdcore community. I don't think that's the case anymore, but at the time there was a kind of an issue, I guess, with that.
Well, so, I mean, like the nerd, just like the nerdcore, just like nerdcore artists, the nerdcore community is very white as well. So to remind people, the unheard nerd thing, you had a song that had the N word, the N bomb a lot.
a fair amount
and
it was more than needed
when we were talking before, that's way you talk, that's the way that you express, that's way you express yourself. So, and I bet a lot of the nerdcore community, who like I said is like more white than you'd think, probably got uncomfortable with it and didn't know what to do with it,
At the time, I remember, I don't know exactly who said it, basically someone said, yo, you might as well just do regular hip-hop because it sounds like regular hip-hop. But then it's like, within the same article, because the unheard nerd didn't say this, they just said I had a lot of hip-hop tropes. But the situation of it is that it's nerdcore hip hop. So there are going to be hip hop tropes, I guess. But in the same end, it's like, I'm not doing it as a cliche. That's just the way that I did my music. That's the way that I constructed it. But to also go into it, and I'm happy I like to go into this. I feel like I don't get to say enough on this, but it's like, how can I say it?
Well, one thing I was just thinking is, like I said, like, people would, like, get uncomfortable with it, but, like, someone saying you might as well just do regular hip hop. This is hip hop. It's
exactly. It's hip hop. Like,
it's just rapping, like, about something that's like that people don't usually rap about. But it's not like nerdcore is incredibly different. It's like saying East Coast hip hop is a completely different thing from West Coast. It's not, you know, it has different.
It's all subgenres,
style, you know.
Yeah, it's a subgenre in essence, and at the same time, there are artists that are like me who I believe, and I understand it. I pretty am sure. It's just that when it comes into nerdcore history, I don't know everyone who done hip hop, nerdcore hip hop, in the last 12 years, 20 years, as long as it's been. So I'm learning every day. So I believe that I'm an artist that can blend into both. I could be in between both lines of subgenres of hip hop and nerdcore hip hop for those who separate it. Mm-hmm. There are songs in every project where you can find, I am talking about a comic book, anime, video game, all bars on that exact topic. And there's a song where I'm talking about, how am I dealing with me losing my ex, me dealing with family issues, me dealing with life, me dealing with my own struggles, me dealing with success or trying to gain success in the rapping sense. And all in all, it still goes down to the fundamentals that I've learned and I've picked up through listening to my influence.
Good. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's all I got to ask about, and I wanted to go out on a song. Like, we played one from the project, but you released one before. It's called Enters a Nightwing. That really explains, like, where, like, really, like, more about where your name came from, and it's awesome song. So you want to say anything more about that before we cut out?
Just a little, like maybe two more things.
Yeah, because sure.
For those who know me as Maverick the Ronin or Nightwing, I am a part of a group called Otaku Gang. Earlier this month, we had released the EP for the celebration of Black Panther coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like focusing on this, but like that it was definitely great.
I'm always repping OG wherever I go.
Right.
I've been saying Wakanda forever, like, since I've seen the movie.
Oh my god. I want to greet every black person like that anytime I see someone.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's dope. But yeah, so it's like we created that EP in celebration of that movie coming out, and we've put up our, like, certain songs on the EP, like, for one example, Kingdom Come. Now, Kingdom Come is with me, Detox, and Kick Flames.
Mm-hmm.
Each of our verses, if you listen to it, of course you will listen to it, but some people just listen to the vibe. We want you to listen to the words that we're saying, is about our perception of what it means to be a man. Because as we were talking earlier about, you know, the struggles of being black, one of the struggles that we have is that in African-American culture, in urban culture, there's a lot of different definitions of what it means to be a man.
Right.
It's not a one defined thing. So we all put our perceptions of what it means to be a king, which in other words is, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to hold your own and do what you do?
Right.
And there's other songs that we touch on different topics and themes that will resonate with the movie itself, Black Panther, because that movie has so many different symbols within it. That's what makes it so great.
Yeah.
And we did that. Ironically, we did all that before even watching the movie. So I'm even more happy that we just took the shot blindfolded and made it. So,
I mean, oh, it's really dope. Like I said, we were recording at end of February. Black Panther came out like last week, and one amazing. It's like one of my favorite Marvel movies to date. Yes. And you can hear me and my friend Archie did a review on it. You can hear it on the website by the time this interview goes up. But it's been just a blockbuster. It's been breaking all these records. It's one of the most profitable Marvel movies like ever, like now after like 4 days or whatever. Yeah, so
and it broke the stigma that Hollywood has always used when it comes to black films being created.
Yeah.
Because like for instance, because you know there's always trolls and people that want to hate on certain situations when everyone's happy.
Right.
So there's people that were online that would say, well, where was all this Birth of a Nation, which is a movie that was created a few years ago about the story of Booker T. Washington. Now me and
that was like, what was that story called?
It was about I think it's Booker T. Washington. I might get the wrong name, but it's basically he started a revolution during slavery to revolt against the oppressors, but then winds up dying at the end.
Yeah.
The thing about that is, and I could say this, and maybe some people are wrong, bro, I watched Roots. I'm pretty sure I watched Amistad at some point in my life, too young to remember. I have watched enough movies about blacks in either seeing them dying, failing at the end, or knowing that the rest of the story doesn't wind up good. You know, yeah. So seeing Black Panther, even though it's fictional, has African culture, it has African themes, it has stuff that I can relate to and watch. Out of the whole MCU, even though I'm a nerd and I like all the movies, I do like Black Panther the most because it resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's really dope as a movie itself, but it resonates with the audience that they were targeting, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's a movie where it addresses the situations and none of it seems forced. It doesn't seem like they've written that in. It's perfectly there. And it goes with the movie. It's not out of place. It's not weird. It's not, whoa, that was kind of
yeah.
Did he just stare at the camera while he said that quote?
It was written by black people. It's directed by black people. And it's starring black people. So it's going to be...
black.
It's gonna be black. I mean, it's gonna have that sense about it, because it's set in that world, and they did a really good job like setting up the characters to be like organic, to be real, you know. And
yeah.
So the topics and the issues and the debates that they're having are real. They're stuff that we in the black community talk about. Like all the time, like I saw one thing before we go out, because we gotta go out, but one thing I saw a tweet a little while ago, it's by a white person, and what they said was to any white person that is trying to debate the issues in Black Panther, here's the rules: 1, sit in the corner; 2, listen. Because and there are all these people like below saying like, oh, you can't tell me to shut up, or like if there's gonna be a debate, I want to be a part of it. And we're all saying like, look, you can't be a part of a debate on how to throw off you specifically.
how we can solve the problem.
You can't be a part of this. Please don't say anything.
Yeah, like it's like this. I'm not opposed to Caucasian white people to be in the conversation, but there is a situation, and I don't know if you can leave that up to privilege or you can leave it up to whatever, the way they were raised, because of the fact that they grow up, they don't have any barriers or places that they cannot go into. They cannot talk about it. So even in a situation where it's obviously not their place to talk about it, or they have a certain limiter, some people really, they get mad about, oh, why can't I talk about what's going on in the hood? Cause you don't live in the hood, bro. It's like that's like me talking about like me. It's like I can speak on Korea, but I can't talk like, damn. So I remember that time I was in North Korea playing basketball. So that's stupid because it didn't happen. I can't do it. You know, it's like
just being in North Korea playing basketball.
Yeah, like I can't do it. And it's
oh as, man.
No, we're laughing about it, but it's like as simple as, oh, it's not my place because I don't know. Let me just sit and listen. A lot of people don't have that. And then we have the other side of people where there's some black people who don't even know it's a goddamn comic book movie. And they're like, why are white people watching it? Boy, if you don't shut your ass up, we need as much money. We need this bag. I'm gonna say it. We need this bag because if this movie flopped, we would be back at square one. Because this movie broke so many records and made as much money as it can, now we have a possibility of seeing other movies with more of a black cast superheroes.
And now dark black people too, which is really great.
Yes.
I could talk about this for hours. This is something like comics cross with politics, cross with representation, things like that. This is just I could talk about this for hours. But I wanted to, instead of going out and enter Nightwing, I wanted to play the song you mentioned, Kingdom Come, off the Kings of Wakanda EP that just came out. So you can go on the SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/utaku/gang. Links in the show notes. I will definitely put that up. It is called Kingdom Come. It's featuring Detoxikid, Kick Flames, and of course Nightwing, produced by Eighth Light. Thanks so much for being on. It was really cool to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah. Shouts to everybody that shouts out to everyone that helped out in Side Missions 2. It is looking like a success regardless of if anyone didn't listen to it. It's dope. I'm listening to it every day. And shouts out to, especially to AO Lyrical, because he mixed the majority of the project. Shouts out to Solo Flare for mixing the other parts of the songs that he's done and giving the verse on the song. And shouts out to the whole Taku gang and nerdcore culture, nerdcore hip hop. Now I can speak my nerdiness and my struggles in the music without having less opposition.
There you go. Well, this is Kingdom Come. Like I said, featuring Detoxikid, Kick Flames, and Nightwings coming from Otaku Gang. This has been Press Start to Continue. Thanks for listening.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Money says she gon' make you a man now. Pussy says she gon' make you a man now. Clutching on that tank, pussy stand down. Clutching on that tank, you better stand your ground. Tell me what it takes to be a real one. In the wheel, swerving stoners till the wheels done. She sleep after first round, I can still come. I beat it up just like a steel drum. My mama said that you a man if you stand around. My girl said that you a man if you go downtown. Sometimes I wonder what they saying when I'm not around. I'm diving deep in my emotions, I'm about to drown.
I bear the weight so my kingdom never feels the pain. I bear the hate, crack a smile like I'm entertained. They trying to break me, but I'm merely rocking through the rain. Mountaintops we overcame. Take a look and notice I'm a father to somebody. I'm a brother to somebody. I'm a son. I am the sun. I am the world to somebody. So I can't let them down. I gotta be their inspiration. Be their hope. Be their symbol. Be the answer to the nation. I'm a king.
What's it mean to be a king? 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 slash what it mean to be a king. Place full of knowledge, wisdom you have to bring. To stand for your people, really that's everything. To be a superhero protecting your offspring. Yeah, and stand by your code. And never be afraid of feelings you wanna show. And make sure that you know you're the one with the golden glow. And always stay warm, even out in the cold. Yeah. And always keep your crown. There's always adversaries just trying to take you down. So no matter if you live in a palace or in a town, just know that you were chosen, your motives are always sound. Yeah. And always work hard, forever stay true. Don't become a facade, cause you are a king. And you were chosen by God to be a leader for your people, and you will take them far. What's it mean to be a king? 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 What's it mean to be a king?